$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreaming. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday, the Friday before the Breeders' Cup. Yep, 1 week from today, we'll be experiencing day one of the two-day World Championship Breeders' Cup that will be held at Del Mar Racecourse, but we'll be here at the South Point celebrating the Breeders' Cup with all of the events and the functions we'll have here for the Breeders' Cup. And of course, we welcome you to the show on this Friday morning. We come to you live and direct from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard at the South Point Studios and the YouTube South Point Studios simulcasting and streaming network. We welcome you to the show. We welcome all of you that listen and watch us on so many different platforms out there. I say it every day at the top of the show because I want to say hello to all of you no matter where you're listening to us. If you're listening to us on our Anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, which is the flagship station for all the play-by-play of the USC football games and the Rams football games. And they had the Rams last night when they beat the Minnesota Vikings on the Thursday night, or you heard it on Sports Talk 1400 AM. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. And, of course, we got the phone apps on your iPhones, Androids, the KSHB phone app to listen to us, the YouTube app to see and listen to us, and certainly anywhere you get your podcasting, as they say, and all the streaming that we have at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. We got it all, wherever it's at. Welcome to the show for this Friday. All right, we're 1 week away. As you know, we do a little countdown for you, but we're 1 week away now as far as the Breeders' Cup is concerned. And exactly 7 days, 4 hours, 29 minutes, and 17 seconds and counting until the Breeders' Cup. And, of course, Breeders' Cup Friday will be the first. It'll be the day they call the Futures Star Day, where they'll have five Breeders' Cup races, all for the two-year-olds in all the different divisions, turf and dirt. And of course, and then on Saturday, the Championship Day, where the other Breeders' Cup races will be held. We have some late-breaking news as far as the Breeders' Cup is concerned. I mean, this is late breaking. And I got to tell you, it's going to be a blow to us because, well, it was one of the premier races that we were waiting for to see a throwdown between two championship horses this year. And for this late breaking news, I am going to go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. If we can get Jonathan up here. Jonathan Hardoon, how are you, John?
Good, Ralph. How are you?
All right. We normally don't bring you on, but this is late-breaking news that you just got from the barn. Go.
Yeah, Idiomatic, unfortunately, is being retired. She got hurt, and That was the race we were talking about even a few months ago, Ralph. We wanted to see Torpedo Anna and Idiomatic throw it down, and I thought that was going to be the best race of the whole 2 days, just from a fan's point of view.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So really very disappointing news, and it's just coming out now, but Race Day Las Vegas beat most of the people to the punch.
Okay, but here's the thing now. Regardless of whether we beat everybody else to the punch or anything, you said that she got injured. Is that correct?
That's what they're saying. I'm waiting for text back, but it is official. She is retired.
All right, she's retired, but I would imagine this was in a workout some this morning then.
I would imagine it. Maybe it happened obviously yesterday or maybe even this morning.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I just got a text that she will definitely be retired. And she's not running.
All right, we're going to let you go back, and we'll bring you back in your normal spot after we take our first break. But in the meantime, when you're texting back and forth, find out exactly what may happen. It's not life-threatening, though. She's just going to be...
No, she's fine. She's fine.
Okay.
There was obviously some sort of injury that, made them have this decision.
Some sort of setback. So she's going to be retired, then. She's going to be a broodmare, then. Because this was going to be last race anyhow.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Torpedo.
Just disappointing for the game and disappointing for the fans and obviously the connections as well.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for that late breaking news, and we will be back with you shortly. Thank you, Jonathan. All right.
Okay,
so,
Ralphie.
So Torpedo Anna looks like she'll probably be 1-5 now on the distaff, but Idiomatic, we're just happy the fact that she's okay. She's a slight setback or injury, whatever. We'll get more on that as soon as Jonathan can run them down. But in the meantime, it is official. Idiomatic has been withdrawn from the Breeders' Cup distaff and her throwdown with Torpedo Anna in that race, and she has been retired. And so we will move on with that. Wow. All right. Well, the Breeders' Cup post position draw will happen on Monday. And it will be at 4:15 p.m. They'll start this draw at Del Mar. It'll be at Del Mar at 4:15 on Monday. And this is when now we know the horses that have been entered in the race. Now we're going to find out the post position draw, where they're going to draw in the race, and the ones that have entered into more than one race, their preference, where they're going, and any other late scratches that'll bump in some of the horses on the also eligible on the oversubscribed races. So all that happens on Monday. We'll get the jockey assignments assigned on Monday as well. And of course, we'll get the early morning line on those horses. That all happens on Monday. It'll start at 4:15 from Del Mar and the post position draw. And of course, you're going to get it on FanDuel and a lot of other outlets. Probably Peacock might have it, etc. But it'll be broadcast somewhere. And if not, just go right to the Breeders' Cup, breederscup.com website, and I'm sure they'll be streaming it as well. So that'll happen on Monday. On Wednesday, we'll do our Breeders' Cup special show, our Breeders' Cup preview special handicapping show with John Hardoon and John Lendo. We're hoping to get Vinny Mugliolo from the Sportsbook and Chris Andrews, who is the Sportsbook director, because they are horse fans. To the 10th power, so to speak. They love to play the horses as well. And, of course, we'll have Dwayne Colucci from the Rampart as well, because he loves horse racing too. So we're going to have – it'll be a great show. It's at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, coming up on Wednesday only at this YouTube streaming network, the South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube, the only place you'll get it. And that'll be Wednesday at 4 p.m. On Friday, after the first day of the Future Star Breeders' Cup is concluded, we'll be in the Grandview Lounge, which is adjacent to the Racebook, doing our annual Breeders' Cup seminar with Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo again. That'll be in the lounge. It's a really nice lounge setup, too. So you'll enjoy that. You can come on out at 6 o'clock in the Grandview Lounge. Now, also on Friday, before that, on Friday, while the races, the first day of the Breeders' Cup races are concerned, the Grand Ballroom will be open for that as well as a big Grandview Ballroom viewing party on Saturday. So in the Grand Ballroom on Friday and Saturday, it'll be open. The doors open, I think, at 9 a.m., And there'll be, bank of betting windows, kiosks, as we like to bet through the kiosks. You got food and drink discounts and food and drink specials up there. Big banquet table so you can bring your friends. There'll be plenty of room. I think it seats between 8 and 10 per banquet table. So get a party out and come on out and enjoy on Saturday, Breeders' Cup Day, with us. And, of course, so there'll be prize giveaways on Saturday in the Grand Ballroom as well for the Breeders' Cup. All that's free. Everything we just said to you is free, including parking your car. So come on out and enjoy yourself. And if you're coming in town from out of town, they do have a few Breeders' Cup special room rate deals left. So make sure you check in and find out about that as well. All right, that's all the Breeders' Cup stuff. And as we say, as it happens, as we can get it on our show, we'll be giving you the late breaking news on anything that's happening for Breeders' Cup. So now it seems that we had two horses that were scratched by the vets already. And, of course, one horse that has been retired, Idiomatic, so far. And we still got 7 days and change to go. So we'll wait and see about that. All righty. Other news. Next, they decided officially that Next, the horse Next, will be going in the Breeders' Cup Classic. That's on the main track at a mile and a quarter. That's where Next is going to go next. And they made that decision there. Japanese horses hit the racetrack for the first time at Del Mar today. You know, Del Mar's stable area is now open, and they're working out at Del Mar. So all 19 horses from Japan hit the track in the morning. I believe it was yesterday morning was the first time they were out there doing their thing there. And I'm telling you, the Japanese contingent, you better watch out for them. They have become almost as potent as the European connection is as well. This is going to be a real world championship, with horses coming in from Africa, Asia, North America, South America, Europe, and, of course, Japan. It's going to be really a world championship there at Del Mar, and it'll be great stuff, that's for sure. All right, let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct, where they had that carryover in the pick six at Belmont at Aqueduct, the big carryover there. At Aqueduct, the pick six races. Third race, Malu wins. Linda Rice, Kendrick Carmouche, 29-20. Then you had Tarigo winning the fourth race. Javier Castellano back in action for Kevin Bond, paying 640. Castellano came back right in the next race, the fifth race, with his second win in a row with stamp of approval for Chad Brown, paying $4.10. Then you had the sixth race winner, Chris's Revenge, Manny Franco for Brittany Russell, paying 520. The seventh race was won by El Grande O, Dylan Davis for Linda Rice. She got her second win of the day, Linda Rice did, in this race. She also won the first in the Breeders' Cup sequence. That horse paid $4.70. And the final race of the day, Rohan wins for Mr. Cancel. Mitch Friedman, the trainer there, paying $24.20. So the pick six was hit yesterday, and the winning numbers were 5, 3, 5, 7, 3, 2. Six out of six paid $32,555.50. They took it down at Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. And, of course, at Keeneland, where we're getting close to closing day. Tomorrow's going to be closing day at Keeneland. They open at Churchill Downs, their fall meet on Sunday. So whatever is left over, if there's any carryovers or anything left over, it'll all be a mandatory payoff tomorrow at Keeneland. At Keeneland, Manny Esquivel won a couple of races yesterday. He won the first race with Rosario's Prayer, paying $5.76. He came back in the seventh race with Woodcourt going wire to wire at a mile and one-eighth for Cipriano Contreras, paying $64.24. So that was the big winner, the big-priced winner of the day. We also had a $22.24 winner in the fifth race, Bourbon Boss, with Jose Ortiz paying that price with Riley Mott as the trainer. John Ortiz won the sixth race. Ramon Vasquez riding his Chatter, paying $12.74. And the last race winner, Dazzle Me Silver, Tyler Gaffleone, the leading rider of the meet, got his single winner of the day in the last race yesterday at Keeneland for Greg Foley, paying $10.28. Are you ready for this? Here is the prices in the late pick five. $22.40, $12.74. Remember, they pay down to the penny. $64.24, $15.66, and $10.28. Those were the winning prices. The pick five paid $97,860.62. That late pick four paid over $10,000, almost $11,000, $10,946 and change. Nobody hit the pick six. There is a carryover at Keeneland today in the pick six there. The fives paid $3,177.19. And all I can tell you is, I don't know what our handicappers are going to say, but in witnessing and watching and betting the races yesterday at Keeneland, it was, the speed was golden yesterday, whether it was on the turf, on the dirt, short or long, speed was golden yesterday at Keeneland. All righty. Well, you know, Jonathan Ardoon is standing by, but also Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J yet to come, and your racing menu, and an update on what's going on with the Breeders' Cup. All of that following this first break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Don't forget to join us at YouTube. Go to YouTube, hit South Point Studio in the search box. You'll get to our page, click on Race Day, and then join by just join. And when you join us, then you can go right to the chat box and start chatting. They're chatting away already. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. A beautiful day here in Las Vegas, by the way. 58 degrees right now outside. Nice and crisp this morning. We're going to get up to 85. And it looks like that's going to be the parameters for the foreseeable future, in case you're wondering on planning on coming out and joining us next week here in Las Vegas. These are the temperatures that is going to be fluctuating between mid to high 50s, 60s in the morning, and then we're going to get to 80s and mid-80s. Throughout the day. It looks like the weather is just going to be fine. Maybe a little wind, I think, is coming up on Wednesday, I think. But otherwise, it's going to be real nice. Always fast, firm, and perfect in the race books and certainly in the Grand Ballroom as well. So don't worry about that. All righty. As far as the weather around the country, Miami 84. You got New York at 68. Chicago 65. Los Angeles 82 degrees down there for Santa Anita with their pick six carryover today. Don't forget, Santa Anita has a multi-day pick six carryover going on today at Santa Anita. Del Mar's coming up. So Santa Anita is got a pick six carryover, several-day pick six carryover today. And, of course, as you know, Keeneland also has one from yesterday. So it's 82 degrees right now in L.A. As far as the Cincinnati area and down there at Keeneland, about 77 or so degrees there. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, of course, as I say, we're going to top out at 85 degrees. Okay, time to get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. We remind you, as we always do, first post times are Pacific. If you're not in a Pacific time zone, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. First post times are in the Pacific time zone, okay? All right, we start out with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $10,501. First post time at Laurel today for nine races, 9:25. Then we got Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today. They say it's sunny and 54 degrees. Track fast. Turf courses are firm. So it's a nice day out there at the Big A. The outer turf will host races 4 and 9. The inner turf course will host race 6. and that at Belmont at Aqueduct today. No carryover, but great racing weather, that's for sure. 9 races today at Aqueduct. First post time is at 9:40. Gulfstream Park, their Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover now stands at $75,323. 9 races today at Gulfstream. First post time is at 9:50. Then we go to Keeneland. Keeneland, of course, don't forget, that closes tomorrow. But today, they have 10 races. Good competitive races continue at Keeneland. A couple of stakes races. The $200,000 Myrtlewood will be the 8th race on the card. 6 furlongs for 2-year-old fillies. A field of 12 before any scratches in that race. Lukewarm favorite at 3-1 on the morning line is Trust Fund Philly with Jose Ortiz aboard. Following that, the 9th race will be the $350,000 Grade 2 Valley View at a mile on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. An overflow field of 16 before scratches. And the 5-2 favorite there is Les Reyes with Flavian Pratt aboard. First post time at Keeneland today with a carryover in their Pick 6 of $19,063. And remember, it's a traditional regular Pick 6. $19,063. First post time is at 10 a.m. at Keeneland. Woodbine has 8 races. Their Super High 5 jackpot carryover there is $99,242. They also have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $11,458. 8 races. First post time is at 10:10. Pleasanton Racetrack continues. Now, I got to tell you, Pleasanton, they started out their racing at Pleasanton with a lot of the ATWs that weren't signed on yet. And they had a horrible, handle. It was just way down. But most of those ATWs that were holding out in the contract, the contracts have been settled. So it should pick up today at Pleasanton. Pleasanton has 7 races. Their first post time is at 12:45. Then we go to Santa Anita. 9 races today at Santa Anita. The feature race today at Santa Anita comes early. The second race on the card. It's the $85,000 Anokia Stakes for 2-year-old fillies at 6 furlongs. A short field of 5, even money favored there is Silent Law with Juan Hernandez aboard. That, of course, is before the Pick 6. Second race on the card is the feature. 1 o'clock, first post time at Santa Anita today. A multi-day carryover in their regular traditional format Pick 6 of $153,105. $153,105 in the Pick 6 carryover today at Santa Anita with a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. Delta Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is at 2:50. Penn National kicks in. Their first post time for 7 races is at 3:15. Charlestown with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $13,505 has 9 races. Their first post time is at 4 p.m. And then we wrap her up with Remington Park. And Remington Park, their feature race is the 10th and final race today. It is the Clever Trevor Stakes at 7 furlongs for 2-year-olds. And the favorite in that race, lukewarm at 3-1, is Jolly Samurai. And that is the 10th and final at Remington. First post time is at 4:30 today at Remington Park. So there you have it. That's your racing menu for today. A couple of carryovers. A smaller one at Keeneland of $19,000 and change. The big one today is the $153,000 plus at Santa Anita. And now we'll bring back in Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan Hardoon, again, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ralph. So we got a little more information. Obviously, there was an injury to her left knee, not life-threatening, something that she'll be fine with, maybe even in a couple of weeks. Who knows? But they have decided to retire her, and she is out of the Breeders' Cup.
Wow. Well, best that she gets retired than breakdown on the racetrack. That won't be good.
Obviously that would have been a disaster, but, it's sad, that's the nature of the game, Ralph. You know, these horses are so fragile that, you got to keep them in bubble wrap. We say it all the time. And, things like this happen. Unfortunately, it happened to one of the biggest stars in the game.
All right, so she's out of the distaff, and you've got, obviously, Torpedo Anna is now going to be the big favorite, could be odds on, probably the shortest favorite of the 2 days in the Breeders' Cup, that's for sure. I guess Candide has a shot, and really, everybody else is kind of like, the B team.
You're trying to make chicken salad out of chicken poop at this point.
Yeah, I think, it's I'm chickening out, I guess. It'll be a singleton. She'll be a singleton in probably 90% of all of the race-over-race pools that go through that race. That's for sure. Now, the Breeders' Cup Distaff will be, I believe, the sixth race on Saturday at Del Mar. The Breeders' Cup Turf will follow that, and then, of course, the Breeders' Cup Classic, and then the four other Breeders' Cup races that follow that. The Breeders' Cup Mile is actually going to be the last race, the last Breeders' Cup race on the two-day card.
Correct.
Well, let's hope no other shoes drop. Prepared.
I'm sure there will be, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, as long as Heise is hanging out there, we know there will be. That's for sure. All right. Well, did you cowboy up and actually open your email and start handicapping these races?
I did my first round. I do three rounds. My first round just an easy gloss over, see what's going on and who's running where. But again, we'll know everything on Monday. It's really kind of silly to do it before you get post positions and before you see who's in what race.
Yeah, and we got to find out from John Lindo how the track is playing at Del Mar right now. You know, I know that we're not going to get too much as far as racing over it, but the morning workouts, they'll tell us a little bit about it. And I know he has a lot of eyes down there of guys who, tour the track and all that stuff there. The Japanese horses hit it in unison, I guess, yesterday morning.
Yeah, it's kind of like when the Aiden O'Brien horses go out. He sends out like 20 horses at once. It's really something to watch, Ralph. They all line up. It's an amazing thing. He's got some operation.
You know, I got to tell you, Aiden O'Brien, you know, there's all this big publicity surrounding a City of Troy, the horse. But yet he's not getting the attention from handicappers, et cetera, as he is from general public and all the publicity around him.
The media is hyping him up. Yeah. I don't know. Is it all hype? We're going to find out. But you're right. So far, it's just all media buildup. And, maybe they're trying to make something out of something that's not there. And, again, we're going to find out. We'll see how good he is. And hopefully it's a great race.
Well, two things. Aiden O'Brien is not the type of guy that goes throwing around a lot of adjectives and supporting stuff. He's not a guy that gets out there and bolsters a lot. And he was quoted as saying, I think, a couple of months ago there in Europe that this is the best horse he's ever trained. And he's trained some great horses.
But he's got to do it on the dirt, Ralph, you know.
And he's got to, yeah, right? He's got to do it on the track, and he's got to do it on the dirt. And, you know, he might be, he might laugh at all his.
There are horses that are great on the turf and not so good when they run on the dirt, yeah. Obviously, and vice versa, you know. So he could be a great horse, but let's see him do it on the dirt.
And we will, that's for sure. It'll be interesting to see how he trains over that dirt track at Del Mar, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of eyes on him for that. Okay, well, my handicap, you guys gave us a goose egg yesterday. Everybody crapped out yesterday, including the football game. I'm sitting there going, what the heck? So we're going to
pitched a shutout.
Yes.
Unfortunately, a bad shutout.
Yeah. Yeah, you shut out completely. Yeah, you guys did. But by the way, pitching a shutout, come to think of that. Hey, what about the World Series? The Dodgers and the Yankees tonight, huh?
Ticket prices are insane. I was going to go to the Yankee when the Dodgers come to town.
Yeah.
To go to Yankee Stadium. They're insane. They're starting out like at $3,000 up in the nosebleed seats.
Yeah, right.
So TV will be fun to watch it on.
So if they give you a strap and you hang from the rafters for $3,000.
Exactly.
I'm going to give you a little trivia. I'll bet you didn't know. You're a New Yorker. How did the Dodgers get their name?
They were the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers. They got it from when they were played in Brooklyn. There was the trolley cars, which was kind of, I guess, like the subway system, but it was on, up above ground, and that's how they got the name.
Yeah, they were dodging the trolleys, the public.
Exactly.
The Brooklynites were dodging the trolleys. Okay, so you watched the same news feed I did then.
No, I knew that for years, but I did watch it on this morning on the news, so yeah. I did cheat.
Okay. In any case, now we can get down to brass tacks and get some winners. We want some winners today, Jonathan. Where are we going?
Ralph, I like I like three price horses today, and we're going to give them all out. First one comes in Belmont's seventh race today. Full field of eight, no late scratches. And I like races where I don't like the favorites, and I think the favorites are vulnerable. And that's the case in today's Belmont seventh race. I like the number two horse in here, Tapparino, a three-year-old gelding from the Jenna Antonucci barn. Lane Luzzi aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Favorites in this race have red flags surrounding them. Number two, Tapparino, 6-1 on the morning line, wins today's seventh race out at Belmont at the Big A.
And the favorites in this race, Hours in a Day, is 7-5 on the morning line, and Salacious is 2-1 on the morning line. And you say they both, each of them have red flags, so we're going to grab the two-horse Tapparino at 6-1 on the morning line. Should hold it with Lane Luzzi aboard, although I think Lane Luzzi is a solid rider. And
he's okay. Listen, he had a tough Saratoga, but he was really running up against some serious riders, and he didn't get the best of mounts. They're not going to call on Lane Luzzi when they have Irod Ortiz and Flavian Pratt sitting in the room. But he's okay. He's certainly capable, and he's going to win the seventh race today.
All right, good enough. The two, Tapparino, seventh race at Belmont at Aqueduct, the first of the plays with a little meat on the bone, so to speak. Keeneland next.
Yeah, Keeneland, race seven, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. And we're up against it if the track is like it was yesterday, Ralph. You're right. Speed, speed, speed. But I do like a horse in here. Number one, Judge Davis, a 5-year-old gelding from the Shug McGahee barn. The horse has a win at Keeneland, has a win sprinting, actually two wins sprinting on the turf. He's breaking from the inside. Vincent Chaminade aboard to ride. A juicy 8-1 on the morning line. Number one, Judge Davis gets up in time to win today's seventh out of Keeneland.
Okay, and so we're assuming that with those comments you made there, that Judge Davis is not going to be close to the speed in this race. It's 5.5 furlongs on the turf. He breaks from the rail, so it's good that he's not going to be pressed from the rail. He could probably sit back and look for that opening at the top of the stretch and come up the rail and get us the money then, right?
That's the plan, Ralph. Hopefully it works out.
All right. Let's hope the judge is on our side and we get the verdict today in the seventh race, number one, Judge Davis, 8-1 on the morning line, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. That's the seventh at Keeneland. And now we'll go to Santa Anita with that big, huge, multi-day, $153,000 plus pick six carryover.
Ninth and final race today, Ralph. This is 6 furlongs, also sprinting on the grass. And I like the number nine horse in here, Hi Ho. Hi Ho is a 4-year-old filly who makes a first start for trainer Peter Miller. I like the barn switch, Antonio Frasu aboard to ride. This horse has some sneaky good races to go back to on the grass. I think she's going to run one of them today. I think she's going to be forwardly placed. And I like number nine, Hi Ho. 8-1 on the morning line to upset and win today's ninth and final out at Santa Anita.
Ninth race, number nine. Hi ho, we go to the cashier's window, I hope. So in the ninth race, the nine, hi ho. Frasu aboard, 9 in the ninth race of Santa Anita. Nice 8-1 on the morning line. You're right. The morning line prices are good on all these horses. And we got to build us a Breeders' Cup bankroll. 3 full sheets. Absolutely. Jonathan has Santa Anita, Keeneland, and Belmont at Aqueduct, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you, my man, and thanks for the late news about Idiomatic. That's breaking it on the Race Day Show. All right, we're going to come back with Rich Eng. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Stowers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere.
Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Big weekend of Breeders' Cup, that's for sure. And our chatters are chatting away, and all I can say is one of our chatters likes the South Point commercials a lot, so we're glad you do. In any case, so let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, it's going to be an interesting weekend of sports, that's for sure. Tonight, we have our UNLV football team taking on Boise State. That's going to be a goodie because we do have a good team this year. They believe that it's going to be almost sold out at Allegiant Stadium tonight for that game. So that's going to be, and that's going to be televised. And of course, we've got the first game in the World Series with the classic matchup of the Dodgers and the Yankees, a historic two teams in Major League Baseball. And sad to hear, though, that as far as the Dodgers are concerned, that Fernando Valenzuela passed away.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Ralph, you probably had a chance to see him pitch in Los Angeles. Fernando Mania was a real thing. And there was a stat that was on social media and on the internet. The first eight starts of his career, he was 8-0 and something like a 0.50 ERA. I mean, he was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And obviously, with a Mexican heritage, he was taken to heart in the Los Angeles market. And yeah, kind of sad to see him. 63 is way too young, Ralph.
Yeah. You know, he was a textbook. I remember that he'd get his windup and then he'd look up in the sky and then throw it.
Yep.
You know, it was like, it was an unusual delivery, that's for sure. And he was really something else. And yes. And in those were the days before all of this analytic stuff, where there were times when he had games where he pitched anywhere from 150 to 180 pitches before they took him out.
Yeah, back then, starting pitchers, they finished what they started.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're right. They would throw 160 pitches.
Yeah.
There was a game Nolan Ryan threw like 200 pitches. Yeah. But that was what would happen back in that era.
Well, you know, the coaches in those days said, hey, he's still got his stuff. Why would I take him out? You know, I don't know what your computer's saying, but my guy still got stuff going on there. In any case, it'll be good. I'll be flipping between the Dodgers and the UNLV game tonight. But, of course, the latest news about Idiomatic being scratched out of the Breeders' Cup distaff kind of takes the steam out of that race. But I know that you've been busy with all the Breeders' Cup advances. See, I got mine right here. My Breeders' Cup advance, right?
Yeah,
here. Got it in front of me.
I got mine right here, too.
I'm not getting it out of my sight. Every time I have a little bit of time, I just start circling stuff in the Breeders' Cup advance. But for those who haven't got it, can they still get it? Can they still call you and get it, or are you guys closed it up?
Well, you know, if they still want to take a chance of ordering it by mail, yeah, they can call the office. Mike will be in the office, and I'll be in a little later today. And the only problem about ordering it today, Friday, is you probably won't get it till like Tuesday.
Yeah.
I put about 50 of them in the mail yesterday, Ralph. Ran out of the post office with a huge box of these all wrapped up and ready to go. And the knock on wood, people will get them on either Saturday or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the caveat, is the later you order it, the later it'll arrive at your house.
Understand. Last night in the football game, Al Michaels, who you and I both know, Al Michaels was talking, and he actually referred to the Breeders' Cup about a play in the football game. He said it was a thoroughbred. And by the way, the thoroughbreds, you know, And Herbstreit came back and said, yeah, isn't that this week? And Al Michaels said, yep, it's at Santa Anita. Oh, ding, ding.
Yeah, and just the fact that the game itself occurred on the hallowed grounds of Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
Where a lot of us have great memories, right?
Hollywood Park, the scene of the very first Breeders' Cup ever, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get started. We need some picks. You guys got to help us out today.
Yeah, and, you know, good luck to the UNLV Running Rebels game tonight, Ralph, against Boise State. It's for first place in the Mountain West Conference. And I think it's pretty safe to say, Ralph, you've been in town longer than me. This has got to be the biggest game in school history.
Yes, it is. The biggest football game. We've had success with our basketball team, but, yeah, this will be the biggest for our football team, that's for sure. Picks?
Keeneland, race two, mile and an eighth on the turf. Let's go with the number five, Courageous Clay. This horse was a stride short last time out with Tyler Gaffalione. Put the Robert Medina, who is kind of an under-the-radar trainer, but he puts the blinkers on. Uh-huh. I think this horse will improve with the equipment change. Five, Courageous Clay, race two.
Second race at Keeneland, number five, Courageous Clay. The five in the second race at Keeneland. Rich's pick at Keeneland Racecourse. Now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Well, I'm going to set up a Sirocco play, Ralph, at Santa Anita race.
Right.
As Jonathan went there with the number nine horse, going six furlongs on the turf, he likes Jaya Ho. I like the 10, Certitude. This horse cutting back in distance. I'm a big cutback man on distance, especially from two turns to one turn. Uh-huh. This horse should be really firing late under Hector Berrios. 10, Certitude. Race nine.
All right, six furlongs on the turf. Barrios is really good on the turf and will break from the outside post. Number 10, Certitude. The 10, Certitude is your pick. And so I do have a Sirocco play in the last race today at Santa Anita. In the ninth race, the Sirocco play will be the exacta box of 9, 10, 10, 9. You like the 10. And you have full sheets for both Santa Anita and Keeneland today at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Enjoy the games tonight, Richie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Go Rebels, Ralph. Go Rebels.
You better believe it. Thank you, my man. All right.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We'll be right back with John and Jerry, so don't go away. Still to come.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreaming. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to John Lendo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. Everything is copacetic here, and I know in Southern California they're gearing up down there at Del Mar. The Japanese contingent was out on the track yesterday. And, of course, more to come, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and I was headed out the door this morning a little bit before 6 and turned right around. It was so foggy this morning.
Wow.
Couldn't see anything, and the fog is just starting to lift now, so hopefully we'll catch some of the workers later on this morning. But the first part of this day at daybreak, you couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, sometimes guys like the workhorses in the fog and keep it away from the clockers.
We've done that before.
Yeah. In any case, you know, a lot of action going down there at Del Mar, and I'm sure you will keep an eye on those horses for us. We are interested in seeing how City of Troy handles the dirt and the dirt track in the mornings and his workouts in preparation for the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar.
Right. We have not seen the Aidan O'Brien horses on the track yet, so I don't know if they're all here yet or if they're in quarantine. But, you know, they will make their presence known when they come out, like John Hardoon said. They come out in the line and do their galloping in tandem. You know, you get 10, 11 of them and lined up. It is awesome to watch.
Well, we know that you have our eyes and ears here at Race Day, and also you'll be up here on Wednesday for the Breeders' Cup preview show. We won't have you on Wednesday morning because you will be in transit here, but you can leave us a pick or two if you want to. But for today, we'll get some selections. You have a full Lindo report for Keeneland and at Santa Anita, two complete individual Lindo reports with the selections, the suggested late pick four, and all the other goody stuff right now here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, only here at the South Point, complimentary to the horse players because they love horse players, and we'll take some picks now.
Let's go to the fifth race at Keeneland today, a mile and 3/16 on the turf. The local horses are kind of a moderate group, and I think it's a good spot for the Euro Invader. Number four, the Ginger Wizard, who got better with each start overseas in Ireland, has some tactical speed in those races over there. Mm-hmm. You get Johnny Velasquez. The horse is coming off a mile and a half win, so fitness is not going to be a problem at the morning line of 6-1. Number four, the Ginger Wizard, race number five at Keeneland.
All right, fifth race, the new face, number four, the Ginger Wizard, the four in the fifth race at Keeneland. John Lindo's play. Now we'll go out to Santa Anita. And before we get your play there at Santa Anita, since we only got a couple of days left there before they switch to Del Mar on Sunday, how's that jockey and trainer standings looking?
As far as the standings go, Juan Hernandez won 3 on Sunday. He's got 18 winners. Umberto Risoli has 15. Antonio Frisu has 11. And as far as the trainers go, Phil D'Amato's got 13. George Papa Padroma right behind with 12. And Bob Baffert has 11. So wide open for the trainers race.
Faves?
Favorites at 42% for the meet at Santa Anita.
Ooh, boy. The Lindo Report update through Sunday, folks. 118 selections, 38 winners. Computes to 32.2%. Winners on the Lindo Report. The total mutual payoffs, $251.60, which is a flat bet profit. So make sure you get your Lindo Report for Southern California. John, where are we going?
Let's go to the eighth race at Santa Anita. In the eighth race, number seven, Neeser Dalton, drew the rail last time in his last race at Del Mar. Had to move a little bit early to avoid getting caught in a switch, and I think it paid the price late. Nice post-switch today. Some speed in this race where they can just sit and wait. 9-2 in the program. Number seven, Neeser Dalton, race number eight today at Santa Anita.
All right, the eighth race today at Santa Anita, the seven, Neeser Dalton, the seven in the eighth race at Santa Anita. Remember that multi-day pick six carryover exceeding 153,000. Get that Lindo report right now here at the South Point. Play the races here as well. And John, keep an eye on the fog and the horses at Del Mar. And by the way, I did catch your tweet, I guess, on X about all of the great stuff that's happening today in sports.
Yeah, here just in L.A. today, you've got Rutgers versus USC at the Coliseum. The Lakers at home at Staples Center. Obviously, the first game of the World Series. And if you want to get a little action before all that starts, you can go to Santa Anita and work on the two-day pick six carryover.
There you go, my man. And I know you'll be participating as well. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck today.
Now going out to Mr. Giants fan himself today, Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, brother. They need a lot of love. They need a little support.
So. Yeah, okay. Well,
I felt like giving them whatever I could give them through the cosmos, I thought I'd give.
You know, and I could tell you that there are certain games that the Giants play very competitive, and then there's some that they just don't.
Yeah. Well, we could have a long discussion about that.
Okay. We can't have a long discussion.
But you're right. No, they are actually better than their record. But they lost their left tackle, and that's harsh.
Turning quickly, because we got about a couple of minutes left to get some picks in there. But before we do, a thought about the Yankees. You're a Yankee fan, no doubt.
You know, I'm not really much of a baseball fan anymore. Of course, I'm a Yankee fan since 1957, the Dodgers left New York. So that goes back to 1957,
yeah, you guys,
I guess.
You guys are still
I have a Mickey Mantle baseball over here that I won't give up for love of money. So
all right.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the picks today.
All right, let's go over to Aqueduct. I think I gave you the wrong Empire yesterday. Today we're going to try Empire Magic in the third. That's the four horse in the third race from Danny Gargan's barn. Mm-hmm. I love this filly. I mean, I just love the look of her. The first race out, she closed nice and evenly and very well with maybe a little better sword. And then we see two speed efforts. I have a feeling she's going to sit a really nice trip today and make a big run in the stretch. 3-1 seems very fair. Dylan Davis is up. I like Dylan a lot, of course. Mm-hmm. I'll take the 4, make a good win, a win place bet there, depending on odds. I think I want a little better than 3-2.
Okay.
I'll take the 4 over the 1-5-6. Reverse is just to break even.
All right, third race at Belmont at Aqueduct, number 4, Empire Magic. We know the Empire yesterday was not, so let's get the Magic and the Empire today, the 3. Third race, the 4, Empire Magic. Link-ups are 1, 5, and 6 and reverse. And now we'll go to Santa Anita.
All right, we'll go right to the first race, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Recinto Romper stretches out to 6 furlongs on the turf. And I think 5 furlongs is just too short for this horse. So this sort of feels like it fits really well for a really good grass outfit and Leonard Powell. Rispoli up again, sticking with the Rispoli. I just like everything about it. We got about a 60-day lay, a little less, 50-some-odd-day layoff.
All right.
Should be fine today at 3-1. That's the 2-horse in race number 1, the 2 over 137, small reverses.
Okay.
Double R, Recinto Romper.
Okay, first race, Santa Anita, 1 o'clock post time, the 2, Recinto Romper, the 2 over 137 and reverse. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Belmont at Aqueduct with that big carryover at Santa Anita today. They're available at jerryjspowerpage.com. So Jerry's going to root for the Yankees. We're going to root for UNLV tonight and have some great racing, and we'll be back tomorrow morning.
I'll root for UNLV.
Oh, I know you will, too. You'll be rooting for UNLV. Big game for them tonight. All right, say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.